sick fuck Larry David. What the fuck do you think you're doing getting my kid drunk?
Drunk? What are you talking about?
She's slurring her words. She's bumping into things. She stinks like a fucking wino.
Oh, I poured some of your...
I had poured some wine.
Oh, she must have accidentally, a seven-year-old kid, drank some wine.
It was the glasses got...
Do I look like a fucking idiot that I'm going to believe you? You got her drunk and you stole the fucking dog, all right?
No, she told me I could have the dog.
She told you you could take the dog after you got her all fucked up on alcohol, all liquored up.
I thought she had a speech impediment.
You've known the kid since she was born, and she suddenly develops a speech impediment?
That's what was so puzzling
to
me. Oh,
listen, you four-eyed fuck. You stole the dog. She's at home hysterical that her dog is gone. I don't know what you did to him. Maybe you brought him for some, like, animal testing or something. You sicko fucko asshole. Get me the fucking dog!
I'm Allison Steele, the Nightbird, with a Woodstock Minute. Very few people realize that most groups appearing at the Woodstock Festival did not make it into the Woodstock movie. Artists such as Leslie West and Mountain, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and the Jefferson Airplane. But the most glaring error was the omission of Larry Fine of the Three Stooges, whose backstage contributions were the backbone of the festival.
Boy, this is beautiful. It's beautiful. Hey, who is that ugly broad? Janet Joplin? I wouldn't f*** her with chimp's d***.
Yes, Larry Fine was feeling no pain.
Hey, Mo, I'm getting dizzy. What's hashish?
It wasn't long before the crowd was won over by Larry as he led them in the infamous rain chant.
Hey, come on, you ass. Sing. It's raining out. We gotta make it stop raining.
Larry got to know stars like Jimi Hendrix.
Hey, Jimmy, is it my imagination or has Santana's drummer been taking a solo for a day and a half?
Hey, man, Larry, you are so cool.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, who's the darkie with the needle in his arm?
That's my good friend. We experiment with drugs together.
Larry was asked to make several stage announcements, which wasn't so easy because he was drunk.
Oh, please don't eat the brown asses. I'm warning you, please get off those towers. I had long hair before any of you jerk-offs. Get on off those towers, you hard-ons. Don't eat the brown asses, I'm warning you. And somebody find me a whore.
Larry advised many of the up-and-coming stars like Country Joe and the Fish.
Hey, Mr. Fine, excuse me, you got a minute?
Hey, Country, how you doing? Hey, what are you and the Fish is gonna do when you get out on stage?
Oh, man, I don't know what to do. I got no ideas.
I got it. Why don't you go out there and spell f***?
Hey, man, great idea.
Now get out there before I take an axe handle to your colon.
Country Joe was truly inspired.
Give me an F!
Go for it, Country.
Give me a U!
Hey, don't forget the K at the end.
Larry doubted his usefulness at Woodstock, but he soon realized he was an integral part of the festival. In one of Larry's last recorded interviews, he spoke in great detail about the 3 days of peace and love.
What do you remember about Woodstock?
Well, I felt out of place until I saw Sha-na-na.
Did you do drugs?
I said to Mo, let's trip. We have nothing to lose. I tie-dyed my hair.
Was there alcohol abuse?
Oh, yes. I started drinking when I heard Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
To this day, if you listen to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, you could hear faintly in the background a drunken Larry Fine singing along with the group.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
Larry Fine, not just one of the Three Stooges, but an integral part of the Woodstock Festival.
Mo gave Jimmy the lighter fluid idea for lighting the guitar.
So you take credit for that?
Yeah, I said let the Schwarzer light himself on fire and his stupid guitar.
Are you bitter about Woodstock?
Bitter? Hell yeah. Those fakakta schnooks at Warner Brothers stiffed me on the movie deal for Woodstock.
Larry Fine, the forgotten stooge. I'm Allison Steele with another Woodstock Minute.
I know a girl around the block, and I'll bet her face would stop a clock. But when it comes to fellows, why, she's got a flock, 'cause she's the AIDS wonder of the world. She's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, my world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys, why, she's the AIDS wonder of the world. She's got a nose, it's really flat, 300 pounds, and it's all fat. The other girls will tell you she's this and she's that, but she's the eighth wonder of the world. She's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, my world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys, why, she's the eighth wonder of the world. The other girls, they brag a lot for fancy clothes and who knows what. But still I know they're wishing they'd had what she's got, 'cause she's the eighth wonder of the world. She's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, my world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys, why, she's the eighth wonder of the world. She's the eighth wonder of the world. I tell you, she's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, my world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys, why, she's the eighth wonder of the world. I tell you. Here she comes now. Quickly, Harry, slam the door. Too late. Now we're in for it.
What do you want?
Jeff's glasses. Found them in my house. Mentioned it to me, so I thought I'd return them.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Hey, I know I'm banned from the house and all.
Yeah.
I think I can use your bathroom.
No, a ban is a ban. What does my word mean? Nothing?
You really gotta go.
All right, I will temporarily lift the ban. In, out, quick.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh,
that was a playful tap.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade? Get your fucking hands off of me.
Playful tap.
Get in and out.
My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I had a little dream. About running, and I ate some food. I'm playing with my toys, I'm playing with my toys, and Mum's reading Vogue on the couch. And when I bite you, it doesn't mean I don't bite you. And when I'm staring out the window, there are so many things that are interesting. My name is Larry. Tear it up, I like to tear it up. Shredding up the papers and skidding on the floor. And playing with my toys, I'm playing with my toys. And Dad's fixing up the door. And when I scratch you, it doesn't mean I don't like you. And when I'm hiding behind the curtain, I'm just like the Wizard of Oz. My name is Larry. Time.
I have a sister. Her name is Joyce. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a brother. His name is Norman. Hi, Norman. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a grandfather. His name is Grandpa.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, and tonight I'm jumping in a little early to explain what's going on. Something I haven't done ever, I don't think. Tonight we're doing The Larry Show. That's right, The Larry Show. Songs about Larry, by Larry, and for Larry. If your name is Larry, this show is for you. And, oh, by the way, happy birthday, Larry, and happy new year as well. All right, so if your name is Larry, stick on by, because we got it for you tonight. We started with kind of a short set here, because I want to get into the main stuff later on. We have a couple of Larry songs, starting out with, of course, not the least of which is Larry David and his ongoing war with Susie Essman. And I got to tell you, I love Susie Essman more than anybody, because I think it's great that she's allowed, made it possible for people to call other people a four-eyed flying fat fuck with impunity. Thanks, Susie. We heard Allison Steele and Billy Ward. Billy Ward, of course, was the voice of Stimpy. Sounded like him there, didn't it? Larry Fine at Woodstock. I've heard that before, but I have no idea where it came from. Larry Storch, the eighth wonder of the world, and he and I share a birthday, along with Soupy Sales, January 8th. Just so you know. Let's see. We heard from the Bits. All right. Don't know who they are, but I plugged in. My name is Larry, looking for Wild Man Fisher, and I found this. I said, all right, I need a couple of minutes. Let's go. And then, of course, Wild Man Fisher himself from a record 7-inch thing called Larry Comes Alive, which is shorter than the studio version, so I figured I could get away with this. I'm looking out for you, kids. I didn't want to hear it either. All right, so anyway, we got a set coming up now from Larry Vincent, who we'll talk about at the proper time. Okay, enjoy.
Way down in Egyptian land, they got a funny custom. When they thought a man was dead, they laid him on the sand. They marched six naked women round and round his head. If the old boy didn't wake up, then they knew that he was dead.
3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. There's been a lot of changes since 3,000 years ago. Da-da-dee-da-da-da.
I took my wife to the circus, the animals to see. And when she saw what the elephant had, she wouldn't go home with me. Right this way, folks, for the big show now going on. See Madame Burlap, the old bag is a sensation. King Solomon had 1,000 wives. He treated them okay. He never slowed down his work. He worked both night and day. I'm not the man that Solomon was, but then I'd like to try to satisfy 10,000 gals, and I'd be willing to die.
3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago.
There's been a lot of changes since 3,000 years ago. Well, maybe it was 10,000 years ago. I can't tell. I don't remember. I'm not that old anyway. a sign in a barbershop, a sign was painted clear. Count of alterations, we will shave you in the rear.
3,000 years ago.
Everybody sings.
1,000 years ago.
There's been a lot of changes since 3,000 years ago. Take it away, Len, take it away. Look at that boy going to town. Think I'll go with him. Had a little lamb and a little bear. Although I've often seen her lamb, I've never seen her mother.
3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago.
There's been a lot of changes since 3,000 years ago.
There's always a smarty who likes to show off in some way. Some folks desire to sit by the fire while others with music they play. One night in November, I'll never forget, I was invited to play at a dance. I brought my music and instrument, but I wasn't given a chance. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. They might have said, play us a song we can sing, but somehow I don't think that they noticed the thing. And it was such a big organ, too, stood about that high. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. They let Mrs. Wither play on her zither, and somebody else did a dance. I saw Miss Maraca shaking her kanakas, but I wasn't given a chance. A fellow named Teal made a noise like a seal. I said, this guy must be in a rut. While Mrs. O'Dooley played I Love You Truly, for an encore she sang Kelsey's Nuts. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. I felt so ashamed at not striking a note that I tried to hide the old thing under my coat. And I couldn't make it. It was such a big organ, stood about that high. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. I felt so embarrassed when I heard someone say, I wonder if that broken down organ can play. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. Not even the maid, nobody asked me to play. Not even the hostess, nobody asked me to play.
Oh, my first name is Saul and my last name is Peter. I'm Salty Saul Peter, that's me. Just like Casanova, I'm known the world over as Handsome Don Juan of the Sea. I'm only a sailor, but oh, what a sailor. A healthy, a strong, a real he-man. I never take chances with any romances. I'm what the girls call a real she-man. The first port was Paris, that sexy old Paris. That's one town I'll always remember. 'Twas there on my furlough I met a sweet girl. Oh, I think it was June or September. She taught me to speak, and I learned French technique. I learned everything you can boast of. I learned Rue de la Paix means a street of peace, and peace is what they have the most of. My next stop was Scotland, quaint dear old Scotland. Home I met my sweet Bonnie. She was a fair lassie who had a big chassis and a stingy old man called Macroni. Her brother and sister caught me when I kissed her. Her father says, marry my lassie. When I asked him for money, he laughed and said, Sonny, for money you can kiss my lassie. Next up, Hawaii, romantic Hawaii, the island where palm trees all sway. The moment I landed, a young lady handed a gift to me right on a tray. She seemed pure and simple, she had a sweet dimple. I figured, why not, what the heck? So there right away was a beautiful lady hanging around my neck. In China, I met a sweet Chinese coquette. At last, I found someone that's new. A quaint Chinese dish, oh, she was delish. What a hung, what a wong, what a woo. That's when I discover I am a great lover. Whatever I asked for was granted. But I almost did faint when I found her eyes ain't the only thing that was slanted. Oh, my first name is Saul and my last name is Peter. I'm Salty Saltpeter, that's me. Just like Casanova, I'm known the world over as Handsome Don Juan of the Sea.
Howdy, Smokey Joe, Smokey Joe. Mm. In old China, far away, lives a Mandarin, they say, known as the Honorable Mr. Wong. He controls a bandit band, rules it with a mighty hand. In China land, they call a bandit Tong. Other mandarins have tongs, but all the ladies say Mr. Wong has the largest tongue in the Orient today. Wong has the largest tongue in China. Orientals claim there's nothing finer. Wong can live luxuriant with his tongue, he pays his rent. Ladies give him yen, he tops the Chinese muscle men. Other mascots have tongs for which they are renowned. Wong likes to have his dragon around. Wong's got a short, fat nose, he's got a tongue that grows and grows. Wong has the largest tongue in China. Claim there's nothing finer. Wong can live luxuriant with his tongue, he pays his rent. Ladies give him yen, he tops the Chinese muscle men. Other mascots have tongs for which they are renowned. Wong likes to have his dragon around. Wong's tongue is to the point, they wound up with Hirohito's joint. Wong has the largest tongue in China. Wong has the largest tongue in China.
Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away. All of the neighbors, they say, oh, Mia, oh, Maya, you really should try a piece of the Princess Papuli's papaya. Princess Papuli's not truly unruly to give papaya each day. For all of the neighbors, they say, she may give the fruit, but she holds on to the root. And so she has the root and the fruit to boot. Late one Sunday afternoon, it was field day and her papayas grow. I reached the gate an hour too late. The customers were lined up in droves. Let this be a warning, go early in the morning, or it's true you'll never rue the day. But Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away. Sunday afternoon, it was field day in her papaya's grove. I reached the gate an hour too late. The customers were lined up in droves. Let this be a warning, go early in the morning, or it's true you'll never rue the day. Cause Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away without pay. She loves to give it away, I'll say. She loves to give it away, hey, hey. She loves to give it away. On the beach in Waikiki, there's a gal that you should see. She's got plenty of just what it takes. All those Kanaka beach boys throw away that fish and pork every time the sweet Leilani shakes. Those Kanaka beach boys sure are tough, but that's the way she likes her men. She likes them big and rough. She's got the biggest Kanakas in Hawaii. Take a look at her and you'll see why. They're so handsome, big and brown. Women follow her around, turn green with envy when she passes by. Oh, with the biggest Kanakas in Hawaii. All her girlfriends are as jealous as can be. Leilani's big Kanakas are continually discussed by girlfriends who keep saying that she's got a lot of crust. She can't hi-hat them after all. She's just a great big bust with the biggest Kanakas in Hawaii. Kanakas in Hawaii. There's a chance you may have seen them on the screen. From the far off coast of Maine, in the picture Hurricane, her Kanakas made the biggest hit you see. Oh, the public sure went for those Kanakas. They saw Hawaii, now they want to see some more. Leilani made so big a hit in pictures that they say they offered her a contract and a great big raise in pay. And each leading man from Hollywood is pulling strings to play with the biggest Kanakas in Hawaii.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
In Chicago, oh Chicago, there's a gal named Sarah Brown. She's the sweetest and the neatest gal in all the town. In a polish, you shine polish, she spends every day. When they gather round, you can hear them say,
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
And when she sits, she shines all day. And when she shines, she sits all day.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Oh, she sits and shines and sits. Sits and shines and sits. Sitting in a shoeshine shop. Thank you. she sits, she shines all day. And when she shines, she sits all day.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoe-shine shop.
Oh, she sits and shines and sitting in a shoe-shine shop.
Sitting in the shoe shine shop.
When she sits, she shines all day. And when she shines, she sits all day.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in the shoe shine shop.
Oh, she sits and shines and shines and sits. Sits and shines and shines and sits. Sitting in a shoe shine shop. Sitting and a shining, shining and a sitting. Boy with diction, sitting in a shoe shine shop. Sitting in a shoe shine shop.
Everybody listen to me. Some's got chickens on the spree. They stop their laying, they're out of playing. The boogie's got them on the beat. Doing the barnyard boogie all the day. Hear the old red rooster crowing. He's really pouring on the heat. He's got Miss Plymouth a-rockin'. She's really on the beat. Doing the barnyard boogie all the day. I say, what's happened to Mom and Pop? Never saw them act that way before. They must be a blow in the top. They're doing the barnyard boogie all the day. He said, I'm gonna have my fling tonight. Tomorrow I might be in a pot. Doing the barnyard boogie all the day. The barnyard boogie all the day.
Once a farmer shot a crow, it fell upon his head. When the doctor brought him to, he looked around and said, it's a good thing cows don't fly. It's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much bull. It's a good thing cows don't fly. I saw two dogs the other day as I was going downtown. Along came a dog with a cold, cold nose, and the other two dogs sat down. It's a good thing cows don't fly. It's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much bull. It's a good thing cows don't fly. Thank you. want to listen can read. Read about the baby born in Kansas City with a mustache. Mother was tickled to death. I bought my girl a pair of garters at the 5 and 10. She gave them to her mother, that's the last I'll see of them. It's a good thing cows don't fly, it's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much bull, it's a good thing cows don't fly. La cucaracha, a cattle raiser way out west ships thousands every day. He's the biggest bull shipper in all the USA. It's a good thing cows don't fly, it's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much bull, it's a good thing cows don't fly. All you need is nerve. A hotel chambermaid I know, she's really off the cuff. Last week she got fired for laying down on the job. It's a good thing cows don't fly, it's a good thing cows don't fly. The world is full of so much bull, it's a good thing cows don't fly. It's a good thing cows don't fly.
Stay as long as you like, come as often as you can. See, but it's good to have you here, and I feel that you're oh so near. So help yourself to my heart, please don't tear it apart. You are the one that I'm wild about, the sweetest bunch of sweetness I can live without. Stay as long as you like, come as often as you can. As often as you can. See, but it's good to have you here, and I feel that you're all so near. So help yourself to my heart, please don't tear it apart. You are the one that I'm wild about, the sweetest bunch of sweetness I can't live without. Stay as long as you can, come as often as you can.
Don't bring your mother.
Come as often as you can,
don't bring your brother.
Come as often as you can, to bring your father. He smokes good cigars and plays a good game of poker.
The whole town's batty about Cincinnati. What a team, what a team, what a team. Each man and lady, from 1 to 80, how they scream, how they scream, how they scream. Keep on rooting every inning, and they'll do their best to keep on winning. You can tell your Aunt Hattie, this year it's Cincinnati. What a team, what a team, what a team. Thank you. The whole town's batty about Cincinnati. What a team, what a team, what a team. Each man and a lady from 1 to 80. How they scream, how they scream, how they scream. Keep on rooting every inning, and they'll do their best to keep on winning. You can tell your Anna Hattie, this year it's Cincinnati. What a team, what a team, what a team. So keep on rooting every inning, and they'll do their best to keep on winning. You can tell your Anna Hattie, this year it's Cincinnati. What a team, what a team, what a team.
Okay, back we are, and want to tell you about Larry Vincent, but I don't know anything about him. I couldn't find him on Wikipedia. It's as if he didn't exist in Wikipedia. Google just showed me where to buy some of his overpriced 78s, but otherwise I couldn't tell much. I do know that he had several bands that he worked with. I have no idea whether they were different people or the same band with different names. There was the Pearl Trio. We had Larry and the Lookout Boys. The Three Dukes, and also he had just played Larry and the Boys, so not to mention his real name, okay? Anyway, we heard from, and this is in order now, so take note, 3,000 years ago, that featured the Pearl Trio. I took my organ to the party, and nobody asked me to play. We heard from, let's see, what else was that? Don Juan of the Sea. And the Wong Song. The Wong Song featured the Lookout Boys. Madame Papuli and the Kanaka Song were both from the Three Dukes. And then Sarah Sitting in a Shoeshine Shop. I did practice that before we came on the air today. That was the Pearl Trio. Larry and the Boys with Larry's Barnyard Boogie. Cows Don't Fly with the Pearl Trio. And then two relative unknowns. I didn't know they existed. Stay As Long As You Like. And The Whole Town's Batty About Cincinnati. A surprise baseball song. What do you think of that? Now, Larry was not the guy, Seymour, from some TV show. I forget where. As usual, I didn't make a note. But that's not that Larry Vincent. At least I don't think so. All right? Because the timeline is totally weird. All right, so anyway, we leave Larry Vincent in his little anonymous puddle and move on to Larry Vern. You remember Larry Vern, Please Mr. Custer? You'll hear that in a second, but he had a couple of things. He went to the Mr. Custer well a few times, and we'll hear that when we hear Mr. Nero, Mr. Sitting Bull, and Mr. Livingston, and then we'll hear Mr. Custer as well with all of those. We'll hear the Okie Finokie Two-Step. That was the flip side of Mr. Custer. Abdul's Party from 1961. Tubby Tilly, following that, something I never heard of. And then the Beatnik, which we've played before, I think, here. And then the Roller Coaster, something about a roller coaster. I'm not quite sure what to make of that. I leave it up to you. All right, and then we have a couple of surprises after that. Now, Larry was born in 2013 in Minneapolis. Got really disillusioned with the music business after, you know, being in the belly of the beast for a while. And just gave it all up. And he went on to become one of the most successful, even more successful than Donald Trump. Most successful designer, builder, carpenter, everything about Hollywood movie sets. He designed them, he built them, and everything else. And that's what he did for like 30, 40 years up until when he died. I hate talking about death. But anyway, that's going to do it for the Larry Show. I'm just going to let it run out. You won't be hearing from me again tonight. No need to thank me. But I'm going to see what I can do about this format here with not making you wait so long to see if it's something you want to hear. You should be able to tell within moments, and I know a lot of you have become adept at that. So that's what we'll do. We'll take care of that. In the meantime, I've kind of run out of things to say. A 4-minute Mic break is longer than I'm used to, so maybe next time I'll bring in John's bathroom reader or something like that for you, okay? Anyway, I'll see you next week with something else. Something else. See ya.
Is this thing on? Testing. I, V, 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 I. We are, yeah. Oh. Good afternoon, neighbors. This is your buddy Jupiter Flavius bringing you the Saturday afternoon fights direct from Colosseum, downtown Rome. I see they're about ready for the first event down there. We got Lions and Christians, the first event. You remember the last week's score was Lions 5,000, Christians nothing. Well, maybe they'll have a little better luck this week. Neighbors, I want you to know that this here program is being brought to you by Honest Octavius's Used Chariot Shop. And remember, folks, if it's got a wheels and it's free from dust, you can bet it came from Octavius. Hey, I'll just lean over here and talk to this feller, see what's going on. Say there, hey, you with the fuzzy helmet. Can you tell us a little bit about what... Hey, it's Mark Charlie. How you doing there, Mark? Hey, I thought you was going with this Cleopatra gal that's over there across the river. Whatever happened at their romance? You had a good thing going, boy. Private barge and... Oh, yeah. Hey, hold! Oh, I see what's going on. Neighbors, the Lions are warming up. They just threw them a few Nubian slaves down there to warm them up a little bit. There they go. Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful fight. Hold the blood. Oh, it's wonderful, folks. You had to be here. You really had to be here. Come on down. You still got time to get here for the main event. I see that event is over. I'd like to go down there and interview the winner. I'll just walk right on down here and interview the winner of that last match. Excuse me. Let me through here, please. Press. Let me through here, please. Hello there, neighbor. I'd like you to say a few words to the listening audience and let us know how you like that last match, sir. Yes, I see. I'll get back up there to the press box now and... excuse me. Press. Let me through here, please. Hey, here comes Mr. Nero now. He's just coming in. Oh, he's very good today. Looking very good. He's got a gold toga. Got an olive branch on his head there. Looks wonderful. Gained a little weight in the last week. You remember Mr. Nero? He's written such old-time favorites as Pyromania Can Be Fun. That was on the Rome Hit Parade. It was on our top 40 here for about 6 weeks. Say, he's going to do us a little number right here. It's his latest composition. Hey, watch yourself with that bow, buddy. You're going to go... Oh, got me right now again. You've done that 3 weeks in a row. Am I mad? No, I'm not mad. Go ahead, do it again. He's going to do us his latest number. I'm holding a torch for y'all. Oh, it's getting warm in here. Woo, it's getting warm in here. Woo-wee, it's flat hot in here. Who flung that cigar butt in the trash basket? Nero did. I gotta get out of here. Everybody out of the press box. Clear out. Hey, hold up. look at him. Place burned down around his ears, and this dang fool still up there playing. Hey, Nero! Oh! Look at there. Somebody hit him right in the head with a pop bottle.
Day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word ran loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in fight. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with the arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Bushes out there. They're moving. There's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon? Hey, Charlie, duck your head. Oh, you're a little bit late on that one, Charlie. Whew, I bet that's smart.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. Again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. There's a redskin waiting. Take my hair. A coward, I've been called. Cause I don't wanna wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't wanna go. No. I wonder what the engine word for friend is. Say, friend, Kemosabe, that's it. Kemosabe! Hey out there, Kemosabe! No, that isn't it. Look at him out there, running around like a bunch of wild Indians. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
Kemosabe! Hey out there, Kemosabe!
You all know in history the men of the 7th Cavalry all fought and died. They say that all were lost that day, but when the smoke had gone away, a voice rang clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hair. Hey, Mr. Sitting Bull, it's hanging over there. Why don't you give me a break? Don't burn me at the stake. Let's have a little talk. Hey, what you gonna do with that tomahawk? Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hair.
Hey, Mr. Sitting Bull, I want to thank you for saving my life.
Oh, that was just a mistake?
Well, why don't you fellas finish your dancing and I'll go for a little ride. I ain't going no place. Well, how do I join your tribe? You guys can call me, Yellow Streak.
Many moons have come and gone, and now our hero has become
cavalry was on its way to set him free.
Hey, guys, it's me. Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hair. Listen, Mr. Sitting Bull, it's all I have to wear. The soldiers are fixing to fight, and it's gonna be tonight. As much as I like you, I don't wanna be mistaken for a suit. Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, back my hat.
Hey, that's no coyote. I'd know that voice anywhere. Hey, Charlie, it's me. What'd that say? They must think I'm an Indian. Hey, Kemosabe. I mean, Fram. Hey, out there for Fram. I wonder if they're soldiers or tourists. Moccasins.
Buddy, you seen a little white-haired old man around here?
Name's Livingston.
Well, what's so darn funny?
Yeah?
Whew! You mind turning your head a little bit? I think you got a hold of a bad banana.
Look at all them weird-looking flowers out there.
Hey, Charlie, stay away from that man-eating plant!
Up and swallowed him whole. Whew, I bet that chase.
Hey, Charlie! Tell me out the canteen, will you? Yeah, on the map, too. Thank you.
Onward through the jungle, march this man named Stan. Racked with fever, racked with pain, he traveled gun in hand. He had to find his man.
Hey, Mr. Livingstone!
Well, what do I do now? Now, here it is, page 23 of the Jungle Guide. Let's see.
You have the bone in your nose. Come over here a minute. You seen a little white-haired old man? Hey, Mr. Livingston, I do presume. Come on, buddy, I'm going to take you back to merry old England. What do you mean you don't want to go back? Hey, are them fellas over there really cannibals? Oh, yeah? Sorry, I can't stay for dinner. Would you be so kind as to show me the way back? Now this path, right over here, huh? Listen, a little to the right. Right here. Well, thank you. You're a nice old boy. Kind of hard to walk in this stuff. I'm getting deeper and deeper. There's old laughing boy again.
Okay, now, this here's a little film called Okie Finokie Two-Step Time. Now, I say hit it, I want you to cross your big feet and go two up and two back. All right, now, hit it. You looking good. Okay, now, get up off the floor and let's try something else. When I say hit it, don't you go two up and two back? Give me a big basketball, whatever that is. Okay, now, hit it. You sure looking good. Okay, now, when I say hit it again, don't you stomp your right foot two times. Give it a little wiggle right out there. All right, now, hit it. Wait a minute, the right one. The right, no, the other one. Wait a minute, it's the other one. Yeah, that one there. Okay, now when I say hit it, I want you to stick it out there and stomp it twice and give it a little wiggle. Okay, now, hit it. You sure looking good. Alright, now when I say hit it one more time, I want you to go two up with your right foot and two back with your left foot. Alright, now, hit it. You don't have to stretch that far. You done ripped your britches. Well, get on home, change your overalls, and come on back in. We're going to dance some more. It's Okie Finokie Two-Step Time. Hit it! You're sure looking good.
Cross the road, and then I'll say, oh, for some foul reason.
Can't you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Gonna take the town apart. Reckon I'll paint it red. You gonna laugh until you cry with that lampshade on my head.
I'm a regular voodoo girl. Have you heard 20 things to do? Can you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Hey, Charlie, when the party gets going real good, you say to me, would anyone like to join me in a cup of tea? And I say, you think we'll both fit?
Can't you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Now, all you fellas, keep alert. Better watch your chicks. You know, they just might fall for me when they see me do my card tricks.
Got the ukulele by my side. Gonna give you a big free ride. Can't you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Hey, you know, when we get them all worked up, you ask me, hey, do you take a shower? And I'm gonna say, why, is there one missing?
Charlie,
why don't you just open up the door and go on in?
Ow! You ever get the feeling you weren't wanted?
Kisses there, I was in Paris.
some coffee. Get some in Harris, a coffee house. Hey, must be closed. Ain't got no lights on. Can't see nothing. What's that funny smell? Smells like a wet rug burning. Hey, I'm beginning to see people around. Looks like a convention of Castro's rebels. Hey, buddy, how you fixed for blades? Hey, I need a cup of coffee. What kind? Just coffee. Espresso? Yeah, I'll try some of that. Is that all I get? Whew! Hot doggy, that stuff rots your socks, you know it? What's that guy doing over there? Reading poetry? Hey, let me read some of that stuff. Say, let me read some of that stuff, too. Hey, okay. Man, like all the world, loves a lover. And when it rains, the birds and bees run for cover. Life's an aquarium, Dad, and we all a bunch of sea slugs. Yes, I say to you that Main Street's the Milky Way, where you can hear the hipsters say, got a dollar for a hit? Man, here's your rocket ship. Blast off, Rudolph, blast off. Your nose is red enough. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick, and man, like he singed all the hair off his legs. Ooh, bowie down. Now this cat named Grim was a little on the saddest side, man. I mean, like he could get a giggle out of a crutch. What a tale. Like rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, George. I don't dig that sea.
No.
And you know, the cosmos just had to put down that space cow that took the big flyer over Moonsville. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, and man, he flipped. There's no way to go with the little creature.
Beware
of the whirly heads in starched collars who look at us and mutter that dirty word. I tell you, cats, that word is work.
Oh, no.
I'm sick already.
More, Daddy.
More,
Daddy.
More,
come on,
baby. Hey, waitress. Give me that check.
2.5 dollars? That's all my butter and egg money.
Wait, I feel a poem coming on.
Come on, baby.
A man is a slave from morn till eve. And his hard-earned bread is quick to leave. These last words I leave with you. Ooh, Papa Deba. Ooh, Papa Do.
Yeah.
What kind of ride can we go on now? See, we've been on that merry-go-round. Hey, there's one. Rolly Coaster. Looks like a good one. I'm going to have a ticket for me and one for my buddy, Charlie. Thank you. Come on, Charlie, let's go.
Come on, boy, step right up and get away. Can't you bother me? Hey, you over there, step right up. Get
away. What the heck kind of ride is this? Don't do nothing but go up this big hill. Probably just go down the other side and that's all there is. Ain't worth two bits. So do get a nice view of the park.
Thank you, Larry, for saving my life.
Saving my life? How'd you save my life? You didn't save my life.
I diagnosed your illness.
All right, well, it's treated and I'm feeling great.
Give it up, man!
Give what up?
What kind of person doesn't say thank you to another person for saving their life?
Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better. You saved my life. I'd be dead without you.
You would be!
Oh, bullshit!
You know what happens to Lyme disease if it's left untreated? Everything goes. The kidneys, the joints... the lungs, the heart, everything.
You should be very glad I'm feeling better, shouldn't you?
If somebody saved my life...
You didn't save my life, asshole!
You know what?
What?
Next time, I'm not going to say anything, okay? I'm going to keep my mouth shut and let you die.
You want me to die? Get the hell out of here.
You got a little spot on your forehead.
Get the hell out of here.
Don't get it checked out. It's not skin cancer.
Out!
Don't check that out.
Out!
That little spot you got there.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart, just like you broke mine when you said we was part. May sound strange. I want you back. I think you'll change.